Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. An elderly man is missing in an area along the Tok Cutoff. Alaska State Troopers report that 89-year-old Donald R. Evans of Palmer was reported overdue by a family member Wednesday. Troopers say Evans was reported to have planned to travel to his remote cabin near Mile 77 and spend about 4 days there, but had been gone for 16. Troopers say they found Evans' van at the trailhead and went to his cabin but could not locate him. They say extensive area trails and beyond were surveyed from a helicopter and on the ground, but no clues or leads to Evans' location were found. Anyone with information about the possible whereabouts of Donald Evans is asked to contact Alaska State Troopers in Fairbanks. Troopers say they misidentified one of two Mountain Village women seriously injured in a single vehicle crash earlier this week. They say 20-year-old Molly Waskey and 20-year-old Jessica Peterson were hurt in the Wednesday accident that killed 20-year-old Mackenzie Mike, also of Mountain Village. The three were in a truck that went off the road between the communities of St. Mary's and Mountain Village. With an expected pandemic-caused shortage of tourists at Denali National Park this summer, the Park Service is increasing private vehicle access along the park road. The road will be closed at Savage River, Mile 15, as of Monday, but Denali National Park spokesperson G.W. Hitchcock says people can register online for a limited number of daily permits to drive out to Teklanika at Mile 30 during the month of June.
It will be a timed reservation system that you can apply for and get a window at which you'll be able to go past the Savage River check station as far as the Teklanika rest area. Those reservations are currently available on recreation.gov.
Hitchcock says phase two of the program, which will run over 5 long weekends in July, August, and September, will provide a limited number of daily reservation spots to drive out the road as far as the Eielson Visitor Center at Mile 66. Summer Park Road traffic is governed by a vehicle management plan, and Hitchcock says the number of private vehicles allowed out the road on any day will be determined by how many private business tour vehicles, which are also being permitted this summer, and regular Denali shuttle and tour buses are on the road.
Balance our management of wildlife and the visitor experience with how much traffic we permit on the park road. The number of reservations that are available are going to be determined by any impacts that we notice to wildlife.
Hitchcock acknowledges that all the opportunities and schedules are a little confusing and encourages people to go to the Denali National Park website to read up and apply for a slot if interested. He says Denali's bus service will start July 1st, the same day park visitor centers open. I'm Dan Bross.